Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Mike McInnes. I am the CEO of Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association. Thanks for the opportunity to come and discuss the effects of the Clean Power Plan on my organization, on our consumers, and the implications of the Supreme Court stay. Tri-State is a wholly member-owned generation and transmission cooperative serving in Colorado, Nebraska, Wyoming, and New Mexico. We are owned and governed by our members and operate on a not-for-profit basis. To serve our members, we have more than 5,300 miles of high-voltage transmission system and generation sources that include coal, natural gas, hydroelectric, wind, and solar power. Despite significant investments in renewables, energy efficiency, and distributed generation projects, which is projected to make up about 25% of energy that we will distribute to our members in 2016, Tri-State relies heavily on coal and natural gas generation to maintain reliability and to control costs. Our reliance on coal and our business model force us to be active in the regulatory and legal arenas, which is what I am here to discuss. As a cooperative, Tri-State operates differently and has different risks compared to investor-owned and municipal utilities, a fact that EPA ignored in the proposed Clean Power Plan, and why Tri-State and other cooperatives were active in the rulemaking process and challenged the rule in court. Let me just give you a couple of examples. Cooperatives have different financial goals. Our primary goal and contractual obligation is to provide reliable, affordable, and responsible power to our members. This is different than investor-owned utilities whose rate of return is tied to equity, which gives them an incentive to build new infrastructure. The more new infrastructure they build, the more returns they receive. These incentives do not exist for Tri-State and other cooperatives. Our costs are spread over fewer customers. Tri-State and its members have fewer consumers per mile than other types of utilities, which means we have fewer consumers over which to spread those costs. Typically, cooperatives have 1 to 11 customers per mile of infrastructure, as compared to investor-owned and municipals, which have over 35. When Tri-State needed generation, coal was our only option. In the late 70s and early 80s, when the cooperatives were growing, in that same period, the Power Plant and Industrial Fuel Act was passed by Congress, and construction, of natural gas and oil plants wasn't allowed. We had to choose between nuclear and coal. We chose coal because it was proven and it was affordable. On the positive side, our fleet is relatively new compared to other utilities. Cooperative plants have longer remaining useful life. Tri-State has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in our plants to improve efficiency and add on pollution control upgrades. Because of these investments and the fact that our plants are a little newer, they still have significant remaining life, and we face large stranded costs if we're forced to shut them prematurely. Since the EPA failed to address these issues and other legal issues we raised during the rulemaking process, our board of directors felt it necessary to challenge the rule in court that resulted in the current stay. While the rule is stayed, Tri-State has continued discussions with state regulators to ensure that our concerns are heard. The five states we operate in have taken different approaches to the stay. Two states are continuing to develop a plan a little bit slower. Three of them have taken the approach to put the pencils down, quote unquote. Several state regulators justify moving forward based on EPA's gentle threat that deadlines may remain the same if the rule is ultimately upheld. We feel it is wasteful to spend taxpayer and ratepayer money developing a plan for an unknown target. There are so many variables that could change. A new rule, a modified rule, a new president withdraws the rule or proposes a new one. Markets could change. New technology could be developed. So any plan developed today will likely have to be redone. And as we realized with the Clean Power Plan, early investments don't always receive credit in the future. I'm often asked, if you don't support the Clean Power Plan, what would you suggest? We're already achieving reductions in carbon emissions as a result of maintaining highly efficient power plants and investing in renewable projects, and we continue to support research and development. In the end, although Tri-State and other cooperatives are different, we do have a desire to protect the environment while continuing to provide affordable and reliable energy to our members. We simply believe a different approach is needed to mitigate CO2 emissions. Thank you.